You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek Skycloud, and you're watching and listening to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. Yes, folks, it's Tuesday, the partial midway to the week. We have snow here. More snow. Anyways, it is the date, runs into January, and we said, well, you know, we're supposed to have snow. January is January. But normally, being in British Columbia here, we normally don't get snow. We're like a Canadian Californians, but what can I say? Anyways, we deserve to get snow. We haven't had snow since 1948. So we beat a lot of records right now. Snow has never lasted as long. Anyways, I want to also welcome everyone listening to the show. We also have the Pal Talk chat room as well as the BBS Radio chat room. And also want to welcome our new sister station with us called Shadow Talk Radio. I have my other radio producer with me. I got Michael Johnson, Old Hip. We also got our guest today. We have a fellow who's actually called the UFO. I'm going to call him a UFO experiencer. He's been doing this for a lot of years. His fellow's name is Tony Topping. He's from the United Kingdom. And Tony's quite unique. And I want to say unique in his own way. Because not very often we get a chance to really meet someone who knows about UFOs. Yes, everybody else has their confrontations with the military who actually have been in the UFOs. Mixed with that, we have people who have been talking about being abducted. But this man here has been doing research since he was, I want to say this, it's so cute. He's been doing research since he was 3 years old. Tony has been around the UFO since he was three. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, it's like you can say that. Thank you for having me on the show. I don't know whether I'm cursed or gifted, such as the panacea, as they would say, just to coin the phrase. Yeah, definitely so. I mean, I would call myself somebody who's got himself in a situation that he doesn't quite understand would probably be the real real thing to label me, rather than a contactee or an abductee. Somebody who's got himself in a situation that he doesn't quite understand is probably me. Yeah.
I just find it funny because you don't often come across somebody who said, well, I've been involved with UFOs since I was 3 years old.
Yeah, indeed. I'm as early child as I have been walking through walls, strange dreams at the age of five, moved to London and had all kinds of things happen from that point on onwards. I've been chased by them. I've had helicopters filming me. You name it, it's happened to me, Derek. It really has.
Now, you've been filming UFOs for a lot of years.
Yes, I have. I've been filming them for a lot of years. It really started in 1999 for me when I returned from London and I started filming these strange objects over my house. During that period in 1999, there was somebody else watching me as well, it would appear. And so my website and story revolves around people who are perhaps behaving in an unaccountable way, trying to, for whatever reason that may be, oppress and suppress.
Wow. Yeah, well, that does happen. It's typical. The military likes to suppress us.
Indeed.
Hold us back from what we want to believe in. Now, those of you who actually want to find out what Tony, where he's from or what he does, Tony does have a website. It's etlife.co.uk. That's www.ETSnextterrestrialife.co.uk. And go to his webpage, and you will see on his page, there's actually, if you scroll down, you'll see a lot of video footage that he's also put it on, I believe, also on YouTube. So Tony Topping's has it out there. I mean, he's got some pretty interesting sightings. The places that I've been finding it, like I'm not from the UK myself physically, but there shows me that he's got a video he's been taking around. It's called the Selby Canal. Where is the Selby Canal?
No, yes, the Selby Canal. It was built in the 1800s, 1700s, 1800s. And it goes through the town right up to a place called Burn. So Chapel Haddleston, should I say. And I've filmed a number of objects along that canal route. I'm actually a radio and I have a license to operate amateur radio equipment. On about three occasions now, the UFOs have turned up while I've been on air speaking to another radio amateur. And on a couple of occasions, there's a beautiful picture, well, a beautiful kind of image of a UFO going over a place called the New Bypass Bridge. They built a new bridge, a new railway bridge on the canal, should I say. I was on my bicycle at the time, heading towards the spot where I do my ham radio activities. And it was at least up through the clouds, and it's quite a nice piece of footage. I actually quite like it. And it came from the ground. It is definitely an extraterrestrial object. It's definitely a UFO. A lot of people would argue that it's a plane, but it's in no way a plane. And so, and that's what I filmed there. I've had them kind of, I've been on the ham radio set and had them just suddenly appear. And I've been walking down the street from work and I've had them appear at kind of only a few hundred feet, just suddenly come out of a cloud, and do something on two occasions now. Three occasions, maybe, these objects have done something that I would consider hostile and unfriendly on three occasions now. Such is the path that I'm on, which causes Derek a bit of confusion, considering that the literature out there that indicates that aliens are our masters, aliens are come to save us, and this type of thing. For me, my life, what I've experienced, and what is written, seems very interesting, something I'm trying to come to terms with.
Have you ever had either been abducted yourself or a confrontation with a meeting with an extraterrestrial?
Yes, I've had confrontations with them. At a psychic level, I've had a horrendous time doing it, absolutely horrendous. But not just with what you would class aliens. I mean, there are people out there who are paid by the taxpayer to protect us. And they, in the early days, were deploying the most horrendous technology on me. They identified themselves as being a silent police force, or the police of the silence, they called themselves, as in not wanting people to know of the existence of UFOs or unidentified flying objects. But what gets me is that Dr. Stephen Greer, I don't know what your opinion of him is, that we have to act as ambassadors for aliens, blah blah blah. I'm sure you're familiar with the Toltec tradition, Derek. I'm sure some of your listeners are.
Yeah.
I noticed there's a link on your website to one of the Nahals. There is a guy called Tyan Maris who wrote a book called Cry of the Eagle? Cry of the Eagle. It was in one of his books, Cry of the Wolf, something like that. In his book, there's a section in there about UFOs. And the ancient Nile seers would indicate that all because they are UFOs, all because they've got bright lights and they look very pretty, does not mean to say that they are a respecter of human rights nor of human issues, and that kind of little yardstick of that tradition has kept me in good stead for what I've seen during the course of my, my life. Dr. Greer, he was targeted probably by the same international cabal as I was. And on that area, I do agree with him. There is a lot of people that tend to oppress this. It is to do with reliance on petroleum. I'm sure you're going to listeners are all familiar with this. There's a difference between being targeted, and there's a lot of people who write about it, but the difference between writing about it for research and being on the receiving end of it are two entirely different things altogether. And so I've been at war for a number of years, I think, with these individuals. along with the UFOs. I've had friendly interactions with the UFOs. It's the most, I mean, I'm the most dysfunctional guy on the planet, to be quite frank. How the hell I've got involved in this, I sometimes wonder. So there you go.
Have you ever asked yourself really why they've been wanting contact with you?
Yeah, I do believe that it is to do with some of us within the population have a very, very unique and ancient bloodline, ancient genetic kind of probably ancestry, probably before the pharaohs. Yeah, I don't say this because I'm special or chosen. I say this because this is what I've discovered on my journey, which I sometimes find a gift or a curse. And so I think that is possibly what is happening. According to the ET, that is the case with the friendlier ones. That is actually the case, that it is to do with some kind of unusual genetic ancestry that only some of us in the population are very unique to have. If you're bloodline, Derek, you'll be sought after. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, myself, I've been an abductee myself since I was a boy, and I've got two implants that I've had in my body since then.
Yeah.
But doesn't make me any special to anybody more than anybody else. So
the ETs that they call Nordic, the ETs, the blonde ETs, are the ones that are problematic, are actually the ones that are problematic in the way they conduct themselves. It is known among other ETs that want to talk about UK radio, because UK radio tends to take the mick, Derek, whereas Canadian and US radio get stuck in, wants to know what's going on. Over in the UK, however, it's all watered down slightly. There's all this slight Mickey take, you know. Real life, it's it can get really a real rollercoaster ride. And the blonde Nordic aliens are ones that, I think the Zulus call them the people of the dust devil. They are the ones that I have had problems with most definitely in terms of mind control, in terms of them coming at you, in terms of not being what they are.
When you talk about mind control, what type of mind control?
I really feel that it would be horrific to talk about over the air. When you talk about mind control, what are they doing? It's shocking, and I'd rather not talk about it, to be quite frank, because I can't put it into words as to what they're doing. And we can say that in my experiences, we can say that there were people who were kind of Earth, who were human beings, who were using frightening Monarch mind control technology. I'm sure you're familiar with MKUltra and MKMonarch. Well, I do believe that I was a test bed for this technology at some point with them. I mean, I was being woken up night and day. I was being sleep deprived. It was absolutely horrific. And these people did identify themselves, I stress again, as like a silent enforcement agency on people who have genuine contact with UFOs. And the helicopter on my YouTube site, Derek, you'll see that there's a helicopter on my website that appears and actually films me. And oddly enough, that helicopter, I investigated what that was. It's a helicopter that's a fake, a military helicopter. But it's not an issue to any UK forces. The UK military don't really use them. So that's a mystery in itself. But that helicopter was during the part of my harassment. That helicopter was on the prowl, and on my YouTube site you'll see that the helicopter filming me near a place called the Portree Road Bridge.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because the we've got like in front of us here, like on the website, we do have some video of extraterrestrials that are flying above your location.
The one with the TV antenna. You got that one, Derek.
How are the closest ones you've ever had closest to you?
The closest one I've ever had to me has been, in terms of height, has only been a few feet above me. And that was actually while I was on a break at work. And it was a boomerang object. And unfortunately, had I taken the footage, it would have been some of the best UFO photos. I didn't have the camera on me or any filming equipment. But that just appeared out of nowhere, just appeared out of thin air. And it was a boomerang shape.
Maybe it was from Australia UFO.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Yes, you never know. There is a story there about New Zealand and Australia and UFO contact, but you never know. It could have been
a boomerang shape.
it was boomerang. Yeah, it comes from Australia. It was a boomerang shape.
Yeah, it just swung around your side and went back to Australia.
Yeah, Yeah, well, yeah, he actually glided across the town with a gracefulness, Derek. He had this grace about it that was quite unbelievable as it was flying along. I mean, you watch our aircraft flying along, but this thing, it was gracefully flying along. If you get this, I'll never forget it.
Is it very common in the UK, and I will say the UK, is it very common in England or the UK that you have a lot of UFO sightings?
It is common. There has been an increase in UFO sightings across the UK. And I think some of these UFOs have turned up near military bases. There was an incident in Bristol involving a police helicopter that chased one out over the Bristol Channel. And this UFO was actually near a military base that repaired military aircraft. On a couple of occasions, these UFOs have turned up near military bases. And I think that's because they're trying to tell us something. Oddly enough, I was looking on YouTube the other day, only yesterday, and there was Barack Obama giving his address, inaugural address, and a UFO was actually seen to fly near him. I don't know whether your listeners saw that, but it was on YouTube. So, yeah, in the UK, there are a lot of sightings. There's been an increase in sightings. If over New Year's Eve, there was a sighting. It's called the local toll bridge in Selby. We were stood outside the pub, me and two others, and this UFO came in and hovered over the toll bridge. It was orange. I saw that across the UK.
Were there other witnesses with you when you were at the Selby Canal?
No, there was just me and my camera. On some occasions, there's only me. On some occasions, I will know when to get up, you know, when to film them and when not to film them. And there's one on the YouTube that's illuminating a television aerial, Derek, and that's one that I actually dreamt about before I filmed it. So I actually saw that in a vision before I actually filmed that. The question you've got to ask in the current theme of implants and everything is, did I dream it or was I implanted with it? Is probably the question that the people will ask. But basically, I saw that in a vision. And it was illuminating a TV antenna. I do believe now my journey has taken me to know that that object was possibly not from another planet. Well, it was from another planet. In fact, it was probably located in one of the Earth's oceans. That ship that's illuminating the TV antenna has come out of somewhere in the ocean of this planet, most definitely. This I concur from my experiences.
Yeah. Now, is there any organization that you work with besides yourself as far as UFO programming?
No, I don't work with any other organization. I suppose because of what I know and what I've been through, I suppose I'm liable to be approached by government organizations. As they've repeatedly said during the course of experiencing these mysterious people and these objects, had I or would I do such a thing, then this story would never surface, the public would never see it, because it would obviously get buried under the Official Secrets Act in our country and all that kind of thing. Because for me, there is a genuine liaison going on.
Yeah, there is actually, you know what, in the United States, and I guess you do have the same thing in the UK, but they do have a law that no one knows about. It's actually against the law to get on or to make contact with a UFO.
Yes.
and if you're involved with a UFO,
yes,
you're supposed to turn them in.
Yes.
If you get on, and if you get on their spaceship, they'll take you to the police will take you to jail.
It's a clause in NASA, isn't it? Is that right? It's some sort of act within NASA.
Eisenhower started that.
Did he?
Yes. President Eisenhower made that law.
He made that law? Well, I never did. Goodness me, I was familiar with that law. You know, I mean, somebody like me is classed, Derek, as obviously A, a loon, B, a subversive, but to people who are interested in this within the government, so I've definitely watched very closely. Yeah, so if I come to your country, I could be counted off then, basically, couldn't I?
Well, no, you won't go to jail. Not here. Nobody makes a big deal about it. There's a lot of people I've met in my work that have been abducted or have had their experience with the extraterrestrials. I have for years. They've never really harmed me. I'm very fortunate, and I've seen a lot of things that most people would not understand. But I don't make a big deal about it because to me it's normal. You know, there is another fellow from the UK that talks about lizard people, talks about the Anunnaki, you talk about the Illuminati, he talks about the UFOs. You know who this fellow is?
Yeah, I'm sure you're talking about the former presenter David Icke. Is that correct?
Yeah. Now David Icke here is very well known in Canada and the United States. He apparently, whenever David Icke tries to come into Canada, our government don't welcome him in here. They don't want him in Canada. They're so afraid of him. Our Canadian government so afraid of David Icke. They're freaking paranoid.
Yeah.
The guy didn't break no law. All he did was say that, you know, these events are starting to come to pass. And what happens? He mentions about these things, and now certain things are coming forward, and the truth is coming up.
The thing is, though, Derek, it's not technically speaking him that's saying it. It's actual accurate research that David Icke has done. And what really pees me off is that people don't look at his research and then criticize him, which is behind the blast of ignorance. But when you look at his research, you know, when he's going through and all this kind of thing, you know, when he's looking into research, and it really, really does get my goat. It really does.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you met David Icke at all?
I've not met him, no. I've not met David. We did a TV program, Derek, last year, or was it the year before, with Channel 4. And oddly enough, we also have a guy in the UK called a Dr. Chris French. Now, what Dr. French does, he's a professor at a university. And what he does is he's wheeled on whenever people like me or David Icke come on. He's wheeled on to poo-poo what we're saying or to debunk what we're saying. On this Channel 4 program, David Icke and him have kind of like a bust-up, a real bust-up, and he certainly put Dr. French in his place as a debunker, David Icke. And that was probably through solid research. I recommend your listeners to read David Icke's research because he's spot on. He's a very brave man as well. These people who we talk very twisted, Derek. I'm sure you're familiar with all that. And he's a very brave man as far as I'm concerned. Very brave indeed.
Now, apparently, I mean, I've also seen on your website, you've actually had an appearance. You had made an appearance on television.
I've just been speaking about, in the UK.
Yeah.
The thing with that was that the editor or the director of that program who produced it indicated that he didn't quite like the way it had been edited by Channel 4. It had been edited with a certain bias that he didn't like. And oddly enough, but this leads us on to another story about just to share with your listeners about what happened to me with the UK radio station when I prepared. I've done a bit of research. I've gone to a lot of trouble to prepare an audio clip. Derek, which I think I sent to you. Anyway, the audio clip is regarding, of course, and Alex keeps himself to himself. He doesn't want to be disturbed because of what happened to him. He was targeted by the government. He ended up in prison because he had genuine contact with the UFOs. And for some reason, the government came knocking at his door.
Who went after him?
What happened with Alec was that he had a liaison with these occupants of the UFOs. It's all right for them, Derek. They can turn up on your doorstep, knock on your door, say hello, and you're left with the consequences. That's the thing that, to be quite frank, really, really, you know, pissed me off. They turn up, they say this, they say that, and go away again. And when you're in real life and real contact with them, you're the one who will be singled out. You're the one who's left holding the baby with them. And it takes quite a strength of character to get through that. Alec Newell had the Australian Defence Ministry come and knock on his door with an organisation called the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which I'm sure your listeners may be familiar with. If they're not, it's the foreign policy arm of the Queen, the Royal Institute, as well as other things that it's involved with. And they were intrigued to know all about this liaison he had where it disappeared for 10 days. and only to be put back again, back on Earth, as it were, back in New Zealand. He went missing for 10 days. He had a liaison with some extraterrestrials, and he went missing for 10 days. As a result of that, he refused to cooperate with these people. As a result of that, they framed him. And I had an audio clip, Derek, of Alec Newell speaking about his harassment. Now,
can you play that?
I think I can, yes. Will you be able to pick it up, do you think, if I put it through my USB?
Well, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Give it a shot, Charlie. Now then, where have I put my gadgets? Just a moment, we'll see what we can do here.
So while Tony's taking care of that, folks, what we'll do is we'll have open lines, and those who want to talk and those who want to ask questions, ask Tony regarding UFOs, or if you actually had an experience yourself and you want to mention something to Tony, and maybe he might know something about what you're dealing with. I'll give you guys the phone numbers for the lines. Hang on a second. I've been busy here.
I've dropped somebody with a bit of a sense of humor there, because it can get all of this and all this, you know, if it really can.
Now, those of you who may not get Tony that very well online, because we're talking to him on the UK, plus he's also we're talking to him Skype to Skype, which is probably the reason why you're not getting him exactly where you are hoping that, you know, like as far as audio is strong enough. So try to stick your ear as close as you can to the computer, folks, or turn your audio up a little bit louder. Now, the phone numbers are, for the worldwide, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Those in the U.S. want to call in, it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And those are actually direct line in Canada, or calling from anywhere else, actually international callers as well. It's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Okay, Tony, are you ready with that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how it's going to go there. I don't know if the other listeners will be able to hear it. I'll give it a whirl, see what happens. I'm playing it now.
Okay, let's see what we can do.
Here we go. Can you hear that okay?
Really scratchy.
Really scratchy. Okay, really no scratchy. Problem. We'll get it organized for another time. Then
let's do that. But basically, this is about a fellow that you know that's been in the media, and he actually was upset the fact that what the government's done is actually having to. I'm surprised they even arrested the guy, threw him in jail because he was complaining about UFOs.
Yeah, it's a shadow government that you're dealing with. It's not the government of in our country, Gordon Brown, or even your president, or even the American president. As Dr. Greer would say, they all call him Greer, some of these talk shows. Well, that really missed me off, but they've got a Greer. I think he's a very brave man, to be quite frank. A lot of people swang him off, but I'm 100% behind him on the issue of there is a transnational cabal of some description in operation here. There are many people being targeted, with Alex probably being one of them, an organization. It's not, the thing is, Derek, is I do not understand that the secrecy. I'm not quite clear on why there is such a sinister, how can I put it, a sinister movement to keep silence about all this. If average Joe in the street is having interaction with UFOs, there's some kind of sinister silence behind it all that I can't quite understand why. That really does bug me.
Now, the work that you do, what do you do?
Well, I work in a call center. I have a busy day ahead today. I have to deal with a lot of issues. I'm a very responsible job. And I've got a lot on my plate at the moment, and it can be all this goings on. It's been extremely stressful for me, Derek. Extremely stressful.
So I'm going to have to, I got you here, and the time there is what, 5 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 4:32 actually.
4:32, and you got to go to work in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I have, mate. I've got to go to work in about an hour and a half. And I suddenly realized I've got the wrong day. So you're a day behind, aren't you? So, I've got to go to work about quarter to seven, basically. It's going to be a long day for me. So all this plus it really can get a bit stressful, Derek. And on many occasions, I've thought to myself, well, I'm going to walk away from this, but I don't. I really don't. But it's hard. It's very hard. It really is.
Yeah, I know how it feels when you decide to become responsible to be part of this paranormal, or part of the, well, I call it paranormal as well because it's still part of the UFOlogy. That's what I call it, UFOlogy. And now, besides, okay, let's talk about UFOs. Now, what types of shapes and sizes of UFOs have you seen besides, yes, we do have the ones called the orbs version of them, you've seen one look like a boomerang. Were there any other types or sizes or shapes that you've come across? Flashlight, that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's one that I filmed in 1999 in November, which is, for me, one of my all-time favorite pieces of footage. You've probably seen photos of it, which is actually a triangle craft that actually comes over the house alone. And within that, as you see, I took a photo of it actually from the motion picture footage, as it were. I took a photo of this, and there's two people in there. Now I've filmed this, I've filmed that, but more importantly, I think it's the people and what they look like rather than the UFOs that is of interest that we've seen in this. What would you say to that, Derek? Do you want me to go into a bit about that, maybe? Or?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, well, the one in particular that's cause pretty the grief, as it were, are those that are, how can I put it, dimensional, which I'm sure you're familiar with. They are of a dimensional nature, dimensional in intelligence, in that there is our three-dimensional world. There is a world of spirits, which you will be all too familiar with. And then there is beyond the world of spirits into an inverse-type world, which is actually theirs. So you're crossing the boundaries of three dimensions, spirit, and then you're being pulled into their dimension. And it's these ones that I've had the liaison with, that I'm continuing to have a liaison with, for the purposes of, I don't know, that's going to be revealed, I think, as the journey goes on. The purposes possibly of breathing, I would think, or something like that. I've reason to suspect that they're coming out of the ocean, on the earth. They're within the earth. They're based in the ocean at the moment. And I have further reason to suspect that both our government and the US government are fully aware of them. They are here. And the thing, what is fascinating, what blows me away, Derek, is the fact that you're crossing three dimensions. You're crossing spirits, then you're crossing into their dimension, except they are forward in time by hundreds of years. So not only that, you're dealing with somebody who is kind of like ahead of you in time, but yet you're liaising with them like I'm speaking to you now, and it's a bit freaky, because there's a possibility that person you're liaising with knows your past, present, and future. That freaks me out slightly, so that's the current situation at the moment. But she, because it's a female, has a very loving energy about her, a very gentle, loving energy about her. And there's another type of species, a Hispanic-looking, and I saw them describe them, with green eyes, they're like Hispanic-looking dark. Okay, green, again, very nice, very lovely, yeah, really lovely.
The funny part is that I'm on your page here right now, and I'm looking at the two areas regarding the Project Stargate, the ones that your friend was complaining about, or talking about the news media. And it shows in here. Now, I click on it, and it says this video has been removed by the user.
Really? Which one's not said, Danny?
That's your first appearance for television on Channel 4, and then the one below that, which is the guys that are in the Stargate guys that are involved with the remote reviewing program. Both of them have been removed. So when things like that get removed, you know very well it's become controversial.
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly not removed anything off my YouTube site or the links off my main page. I'll have to check that out.
You might have to do, my friend, is install your own on your website without having to use YouTube.
I think I might have to do that, don't you? You just cut out there, I mean, on Skype, you just cut out on my number. I think you were saying to run the footage from my website independently. Was that what you were saying?
Yeah, definitely, because if you don't, you're going to have more difficulties from YouTube, because if there's something they don't agree with, I mean, yes, they're used to seeing UFOs, but if there's other controversial things that it may become controversial for their organization, because YouTube used to be owned by, I can't remember the name of the corporation, but it was actually another YouTube corporation, and then Google bought it, and then Google, ever since then, has never been the same. So they are controlling the media in the YouTube program.
Right, okay. Yes, so there is control there, isn't there, on the UFO industry?
Yeah, they make a decision whether they accept it or not.
Yeah.
And if it says that it's been removed by the user, that they're telling you, not you, they're saying that they don't agree with what's in there, which is quite normal. You come across that quite often with somebody, even if they show something that may affect the business itself. If somebody does not agree or get too many complaints, they will report it. Now, have you been stalked and harassed by what you call the UFO police task force?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, since 1999, I've had an ongoing battle with them, and it's been very nasty. I mean, very nasty, Derek. There's no new age fluffiness that you can add to it. There's no kind of nothing like that. Real life's very different. I've been followed. I've had the phone calls, and I've had people just walk about. I remember one incident in York where I was typing away, updating my online diary about what had been going on. I hope you feel better after doing that, but this type of thing. So I've been followed, you know, I've been harassed, I've had the helicopters film me. They're just a sinister, unaccountable bunch. They really are. And the thing is that they are not accountable to anyone. And that is worrying. There's no accountability from these individuals. They are free to do what they want, and anybody that stands in their way is obviously threatened in some way by them. For the agenda of, I do not know, but I would say you would call them Illuminati. I would certainly call them Illuminati. The Illuminati are probably the biggest threat that this world has ever seen. They really are. They're a big threat to countries, to all civilized nations, I do believe. People don't see it. They're all focused on Al-Qaeda, aren't they, and all that kind of thing.
Do you believe that your ex-prime minister was Illuminati?
Tony Blair?
Yeah.
Somebody fully aware about my goings on. I do believe so. I wouldn't shake his hand in a hurry. I really wouldn't. I don't like the man, and I think that he was Illuminati, as was George W. I think they were both Illuminati, and I think that they didn't have the backbone to lead correctly. They were being led by, you know, they just didn't have the background to, the backbone, should I say, to stand their ground and do what's correct, Derek, you know.
Now I'm going to ask you a really crazy question. Do you believe that the Prince Charles believes in this?
Prince Charles is very actively involved in it. In fact, there was an issue. Was it the Duke of Edinburgh who requested his presence or something? There's an air chief master in our country. I think he's called Sir Peter Horsley, who went and was invited to a mysterious briefing by a guy called Mr. Janus, who seemed to know everything there was to know about Britain's nuclear program. Our family, it may have been Prince Charles or the Duke of Edinburgh, requested in attendance to be actually briefed about what went on. I know the Duke of Edinburgh and Prince Charles take a very keen interest in the UFO phenomena. They most definitely do. Probably having come from a background where they are Freemasons, they'll be indoctrinated into a certain form of thinking and belief system. And when you're dealing with UFOs and advanced people, that goes out the window, Derek. Goes out the window completely. There's a lot you can learn from them, a lot you can understand from them. But there again, at all times, you have to walk very cautiously. As the ancient Nahals would say, from the Toltec tradition, you walk with caution with them at all times.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, we got two young men now that are Princess Diane's sons. And have they ever, if you know of anything, I mean, I'm not in the UK, so I have no idea, but Have they ever brought up any type of information about them believing in any type of paranormal in their life, any experience?
I don't know. on that answer, Derek. I don't know. I know there is a singer, a big rock star in the UK called Robbie Williams, who's a big pop star, and he was very interested in UFOs. He's really interested in it. As for the royal family and the two princes, I'm not sure how interested or what level they are interested in the subject. They may have access to information that the public don't have regarding UFOs, but no, I don't know what the situation is on that.
Do you think, you ever heard of a singer by the name of Amy Winehouse?
Yes.
Do you think that she's higher than the UFO?
I am. Well, we'll probably think of that. Higher than the UFO, what, in terms of the demonic, or in terms of the UFO? Yeah, is she higher than the UFO, my word? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we hear about her here. when you look at her, you think that she just got off the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Nelly Furtado you have, and Alanis Morissette over there. Is that right, Canadian? They're Canadian, aren't they?
Well, Nelly Furtado is nice.
She's from
Canada. Alanis Morissette's from the U.S. She's nice.
Yeah. But poor Amy does look as if she's got off the boat, doesn't she?
Amy Winehouse looks like it, she just got off the ship and
like
had a hell of a cruise, and her makeup looks like it is she's been crying for a week.
I tell you what, getting up at 4 in the morning and doing this from the UK, it makes me look as if I've just got off the ship, Derek, I tell you.
I like to throw some of that stuff in there just a little bit. There was a song that came out a lot of years ago, back in the 60s, and there's a song called "They Hear the R, the R, the R, They Hear the Really R." You ever seen that? Remember that song at all?
No, I'm not familiar with it. Go on.
Okay, there's a song that's called "They Hear the R." Let's see if I can find it. I'm gonna bring it up just for the heck of it. Hang on a second here. I'm going to see if I can get it, bring it up. It is, I remember this song when I was a kid. And it's a UFO. Where are you? Come on. I don't know why it's doing that right now. There we go.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Derek. We still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me still talking. Mike, you got anything you want to ask Tony? Any question you want to ask?
You really kind of put me on the spot. I walked the bed. And so to be honest, I had to leave the computer for a little bit. So I am back, and I heard nothing. So I'm like, oh, do we have technical issues?
No.
Okay, well, then I'm gonna go back to being the quiet engineer. How is that?
Quiet engineer. Can I do the quiet contact thing?
Yes, I'm not here. Just smile and wave, boy. Just smile and wave.
That works. Just trying to find that page and see if it shows up. One.
Is this song about UFOs, then?
Talks about UFOs, yes. It's a cute song. I remember back in the 60s listening to it on radio. For some reason I can't find it. I think they might have taken it out already. But the internet right now is skipping. It's like it's going crazy. So when it does that, we're getting interference from people trying to get sometimes they get a little bit too, they want to hook in at you. Song.
there. It's not there. No, it's not there. Oh, well, let's pass it up. Anyways. Now, even though you've been doing this work, well, on a professional level, this is more of a hobby level now for you, or professional, or?
It's professional now.
Okay.
It's definitely professional. Yes, most definitely so.
Okay. So what's next now on your agenda? What do you are wanting to do?
Well, what I'm wanting to do is do a lot of radio, which I enjoy doing. I actually enjoy doing it. So I'll be doing a lot more radio work this year. I think I'll probably do a TV project of some description this year. And the ambition will be to get writing a book, probably start on that this year, about my experiences. And eventually take these experiences to the big screen. I think it's going to be the form of disclosure. The form of disclosure from me, I think, will probably be the thing that I would like to do. And I'll be watching closely the new guy in the White House. I'll be watching closely what he's got to say about things and all that kind of thing. So that's me on the UFO front this year, Derek. The difference between radio stations in the UK and over in Canada and the US is amazing. There's a clear difference.
Oh, we found the record, so hang on tight. I'm gonna play this song, so hang on tight, listen to the song, it's really cool. Watch us when we eat and walk, they analyze the way we talk. They're watching, yes they are, they are. They're watching, yes they are. And Michigan too, we're seeing all around the world by millions, it's true. There's little weirdo things in their flying machines, I'm telling you. They're watching you. They're here, they are, they are, they are. They're here, they really are.
Yeah.
California and Michigan too, we're seeing all around the world by millions, it's true. Those little weirdo things in the flying machines, I'm telling you.
They're watching you.
They're here, they are, they are, they are, they're here, they really are.
Did you hear me, Derek?
Yeah, I hear you.
My ears are bleeding.
That's the album was played in 1967. When I heard it for the first time, and I mean, I was like 11 years old, and it was hilarious to listen to that because you swore up and down that was real, because I remember you used to watch the old black and white movies, and when you start bringing up all these creatures coming out of the spaceships and all that, oh man, I was like, now, you know, here's something, and, the guy from the studio, from the BBS studio says, Dr. Demento, are you there? Are you? That song takes me back. Yes, it's true. I love reminiscing in some of the past. Dr. Demento, I used to listen to that show all the time when I was a kid. Dr. Demento. Anyways,
Demented.
Dr. Demented. Now, you remember the TV movie, or the movie itself, years back, back in the 50s, called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
I'm not familiar with that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Go on, carry on. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, yeah. Basically, they made a new one, a remake of it, with another actor where he...
Oh, yes. You know, that's a film I've been wanting to see, and it reminded me I must see that. Keanu Reeves in that.
Yes, yeah. And it's going to be, I think this is more an awakening for everyone.
Right.
That this is supposed to be remade. I feel this movie itself, and someone told me that this movie that was made the day the Earth Stood Still, guess who funded that movie? The military.
Anything that is kind of that ilk that is destructive or kind of like but portrays them aliens in a destructive way.
Yeah. They made that movie. They actually financially provided the money to make that movie back in the 50s.
Mm. Back in the 50s?
Back in the 50s. That was the first movie that was made. The Day the Earth Stood Still is basically that was funded by the military.
So the current one's not being funded by the military.
The first one was. They put that out there for a reason to let people know what was going on.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Derek, as you well know, you're probably familiar with the UFO air war of the 1950s, where the United States Air Force were engaging them over the skies of the U.S., these UFOs. A very famous book called Shoot 'Em Down. It really makes interesting reading. In the 50s, the U.S. Air Force were up to the UFO objects that were coming in over their mainland, and there was some serious trouble over the U.S. mainland with them in the 50s. So that is very interesting. Very interesting indeed that will be funded by the military in the 50s.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be interesting the next little while and see what happens, what people will say regarding that movie.
I think so. I think it was. We probably need something of a movie that's going to be more like Close Encounters. I would think, Derek. We probably need another one of those to hit the big screen. But it's all destructive. It's all, as you say, military orientated, isn't it? It's all aliens are portrayed as fearful beings and all that kind of thing, which seems to be a policy that's kind of adopted by the media.
Those things do happen. You know what? You're gonna, if you notice that actually too, also in anyone who's involved in UFOs. I mean, I've been around it for a long time. I don't talk about it as much as I used to because I've been around for so long it becomes old hats. But when I get involved with UFOs, or if I've talked to other people regarding UFOs, or those have been abducted, or those have witnessed them, I actually had a young lady who was in her early 20s. Who actually came to me for a reading, and she didn't say nothing to me. I looked at her and I said, "Oh, you've been abducted just recently, and by an extraterrestrial." And she looked at me and she said, "I got something I need to show you." So she lifted her shirt, her shirt from her waist up to her under her breast, and there were three large red rings on her stomach, and she looked like they were burnt. And yet she said she didn't feel the pain, but those were red burns, and that she was abducted in not too far from where we were.
Really? Yeah.
So these things do happen, and she says, "I don't know what to do with this," and I said, it'll eventually go away.
I think that a lot of it is down to, I found that what helped me, Derek, is doing the more hostile encounters with these beings. And believe me, it's absolutely frightening when they start messing with your mind, which they do. I found that believe it or not, of all things, the Bhagavad Gita was one of the most powerful tools in my armory to kind of like help push away these demons, as it were. Not that they were demons in our sense, but they kind of like, there's been some very strange goings on with them, and it's not been very pleasant for it, to say the least. And I found that the Bhagavad Gita was of great assistance to me in helping to kind of like make them back away, or you know, kind of like realize that they're dealing with somebody that's supposed to be reckoned with.
That's right.
You know, I think human beings and their ability to project is mind that they don't have, that is possessed with all human beings.
So in closing our program for the first hour, Tony, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Is there anything you want to share with the listeners before you leave and go to rest up to ready before you go to work?
Well, I think the only thing I'd like to share with them is that there needs to be more real efforts made towards disclosure of energy systems in the population at large with our governments. And I think we'll probably see some very big changes ahead in the years to come. I really do think so. And I hope so.
Well, thank you for coming on, Tony.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just got news. Tony isn't going anywhere.
Oh.
Sorry, Dick. We're not going to let him do that.
You can stay on for an extra fucking
Anyway, Tony, take care.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you very much. Keep back
on here again. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you,
Bob. Folks, we're going to actually let you all go, and the BBS radio program, still stay tuned within the next couple more minutes. We're going to have a bit of a break. We're going to be breaking away from BBS Radio. I'd like to thank BBS Radio for having me on, and we're going to be listening to, as we finish the program, they're here, they are. We're looking forward to Shadow Talk Radio. We'll talk to you in the next few more minutes, folks, so hang tight.